Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. Opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall to him for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. I'm gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself. I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Spiritual Talk Radio, and I appreciate you tuning in today. If you would like to join me on air, you can do so by calling the number 516-418-5997. Have a little caller before you, but we'll get to you as quick as I can. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take some calls. Well, Mother God, we just thank you for this day, and we thank you for this opportunity right now just to be in your spirit and have it open up our hearts and just let us be more like you in every way. And Father God, just thank you again for the show. Thank you for using me on this program. And I just thank you for everything that you do for me. Seeing and unseen. And we say namaste and we say amen. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Let's go with first one here. 414, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. I had a question.
But
this is my first time calling. Do you accept questions? I want to know a little bit about how it works. So do I ask you a question?
We usually just have it to one question per caller because, you know, sometimes I'll get a whole bunch of people and I have to get to talk to them. So, you know, and also we're just with spirit guide us and direct us as well. So.
Okay. Everything's going good, and I don't know what happened. You know, soon we will be purchasing a home, we, meaning my husband and I. But right now, something's going on with him. He's not letting me in. He's angry, and he won't talk. So is it anything that I need to do, or should I step back? I don't understand what's going on right now.
Yeah, and I was tapping in while you were talking, and I had like a you know, the things are going to change for the better. What I do now, just pray for him and, you know, just lift him up to spirit and let spirit deal with it. But, yeah, he has a very anger thing going on right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what's causing that. I mean, it just feels like he just blows up at, you know, almost everything right now. And that makes sense to you?
A lot of sense, yes. So I don't know.
Okay.
Because I haven't did anything. I've been the best supporter wise as I can, but everything he's saying do, I'm not going to take the harassment or the abuse that he gives because it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, it is not good right now. But I feel like you're going to move on beside this relationship, but, you know, you're going to move forward without him. And but, I mean, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to happen, but I'm not sure the timeline on that. But, you know, yeah, you don't need to be, you know, verbally beat up and stuff like that. That's not good. So, all right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I appreciate you calling in.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. As soon as my switchboard will cooperate with me, we'll take some more callers. 312, you're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help?
I was wondering what's going to happen with the relationship I'm in, or is it going to work itself out? Is it going to, what do you see?
I feel like busy now, meaning that, you know, I don't know when that's going to happen, but there's a break in this relationship. And, I mean, you guys can still be friends. I can see that. But as far
Do you see me meeting someone new?
Yeah, probably sometime next year.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Do you see kids in my future?
Yeah, two of them.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Thanks.
You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, let's keep on moving. 703, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. My question also, too, is a relationship. I was dating a guy, and we sort of had a little falling out, and do you see him returning anytime soon or coming back?
Yeah, it looks like about October, about that second week in October, he'll be coming back. So,
Do you think we'll work out again? I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Because you don't want the same old all the time. So
No. Do you think he'll come back as a better person?
I feel like he'll be straightening up, and you know, if that doesn't happen, then you know, you're moving to something new would be next year. So. All
okay.
right.
All right. Well, thank you.
No problem. You have a great day.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Let's go with 954. You're on air with me. Hello.
Yes. Hi. I kind of like somebody, and I'm not sure if they like me the same way or if they're attracted to me in the same way. I was just wondering what your take on that would be.
Okay. All right, could you give me your first name, please?
my first name?
Yeah. So
oh, my first name
interview.
Is my first name is Sharon. I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem, Sharon. You're okay. Now, what was your? I've lost your question and all that. So
yeah.
What
no, my question is that I'm fond of somebody, but I don't know if they see me in the same way. So I was wondering if this is going to form into a relationship or.
Yeah, I think it will. I think it's going to be slow to begin with. But, you know, I see you at the end of this year going out with this person. So I'll be working out for you.
Okay. All right. Well,
okay.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your insights. Thank you.
No problem. I appreciate you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on. My little thing is not working correctly. 510, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I want to know what is my strongest psychability against.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
I want to know what is my strongest psychic ability gift and how can I connect with my spirit guides and angels.
Yeah. Well, your strongest thing that I'm picking up is picking up things with audible sounds, like voices, things like that. I feel like that's a good thing for you to pursue. So you just hang in there and do that. And, you know, you're very gifted. I could pick that up without any doubt in my mind. But you just need to trust it a little more. So, okay.
So you pick it up with, so you say hearing voices?
Yeah, because every like once in a while, because I'm a medium, so I hear voices from the other side. And so, and also on this side, I mean, behind the veil stuff. But yeah, so we're hearing voices. And also pay attention to your dreams.
I don't remember my dreams. I don't ever remember my dreams.
Yeah, you just ask your spirit guide to help you do that, help you remember stuff. You know, so because your spirit guide just wants to be a part of your life, so you can do that by asking. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
No problem. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a little break here so I can give you some information. If you would like to get hold of me by email, you can write this down. It's going to be really easy because it's just michael@insightswithmichael.net. So it's a show title and then my name. So, all right. Also, I think tomorrow, Sunday, I'm going to just have this open to like donations. Like if you want to get a reading on air, you just pay a donation thing. But I'm still debating that. So, all right, let's go ahead and take another call here. 520, you're on air with me. Hello.
Oh, hi. Wow. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
Well, there's a woman named Linda who owns her own business, and it's
okay.
in the industry that I work in. And I've been asking
right.
her to hire me. And she says, and she is, she's taking a hiatus for her health. And I'm just wondering if you see her coming back off a hiatus and actually hiring me.
Yeah, it looks like about November.
November.
Yeah.
Okay.
She should return and things will work out for you. Yeah, just keep, one thing I would ask you to do is just keep positive thoughts and just see you, you know, visualize you going there to work and that whole thing. It does actually work. So.
Oh, it does. I just
yeah.
started with an agency that I hate. I can't stand being there. And I just was hoping not to be there that much longer, but it looks like I'm going to have to be there till at least November then.
Yeah, November, yeah. I'm sorry you're in a bad situation too, but it sure has you, so, all right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and go to next caller, and we'll run out of time. 206, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you?
Oh, you just said the word spirit. Do you see any spirits around me, hanging around me?
Yeah, very strong male presence. I think this is your dad that's coming through. Does that make sense to you, or am I off a little bit?
No, my dad has passed.
Okay. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're okay. No problem. Nope. But, yeah, you could pick up pretty good with spirits and stuff. You just have to trust that on your own. But I see you very, very good at picking, people up that's on the other side and giving messages. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, but, I feel like it's down the road for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yes. Yes. Well, you have a good day, and thank you very much. God bless.
God bless you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. This is actually going to be my last call. 111, you're on air with me.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, and I'm glad you're back on the air.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, the audience missed you.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
What herbs or vitamins can I take to I got headaches. Not oxygen headaches.
I'm picking up that you need like vitamin D. I take vitamin D to help me and stuff like that, but go online and, search for things that can help you with herbs and stuff.
Okay, one last question, please. Chris, can you just answer me? Is my income going to get better? And that's all. Is my income going to get better?
Yeah, your income is going to get better. Looks like about October. Looks like October 10th, actually. So, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. God bless you.
You too. It was nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
All right. You can check out my website at www.insightswithmichael.net. That's again, www.insightswithmichael.net is the website address. All right. What else do I want to talk about? I appreciate everybody that's called in. That was awesome. You guys are rocky. So I appreciate it so much, more than you guys can probably realize. Just hearing your voices helped me on my own journey as well. So we just have to stick together, things like that. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and close out. And you guys have a great day. And check out my website if you want. Don't forget my email address. So, all right, you guys have a good one. I'll talk to you later. Thank you.